Have you ever read a novel that takes you on a journey? First, it starts with lots of love, laughter, kisses, hugs, and things take a massive U-turn where you feel pain, intense pain, anger, and bitterness. Then you begin to wonder, why should all this happen? When you go on a journey with a character and you begin to wonder, why should a character go through all this? It starts with so many good things. It starts with so many beautiful things. And all of a sudden, the dreams and aspiration of that character just begins to shatter. And that is what Heartbeat is all about. And I want to say a massive shout out to Mifa for writing this novel. Mifa Adejumo is the author of Heartbeat. And I want to say thank you for giving me this novel as a gift. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. The story is beautifully written by the author with humor. Then you begin to ask yourself, is Mifa John Grisham's younger brother? Because this novel is top-notch, absolutely interesting. You know, even with the fact that a character has to go through so many things, so many ordeals, sickness, death of a loved one, you know, but it's still very beautiful, especially with the guardian angel. There was a part where the character had a relationship with an angel where he's the only one that can see it, and their relationship is so beautiful, so full of humor. You know, you begin to wonder, is this author a Nigerian or is he someone from abroad? But then Heartbeat is the story of Collins, whose life took a different dimension. There are so many things I was able to pick out from this book. Times that you question God, that is this really, really happening to someone? There was a time I was beginning to ask or think that, is the author an atheist? Because really, there were some things that he wrote that honestly, you begin to wonder, does this guy believe in God? Does, you know, so many things like that. But that shows how beautiful the book is, how well written the story is. It shows the beauty of craft in writing, where you can make someone who is a reader to think that you as the author is an atheist, or where you make everything so believable. That is the kind of novel Heartbeat is about. Then there's the part of the guardian angel. You might not see an angel in real life, but then it reminds me of the fact that there are so many hurdles in life. Life is not full of roses. I would have loved that the story ended with and they lived happily ever after kind of thing. But then it's not always true in real life. That is not what real life is all about. Life is full of hurdles, and so are the hurdles that this particular character, Collins, went throughout the period of that novel. Life is full of ups and downs. He lost so many things. His health failed, and yet, at the end of the day, Mifa did to me what many authors like to do to readers, where at the latter part, the last part of the book, you begin to wonder, did the character die? Did he die? Did he not die? Is he still alive? I'm not sure. Because when I read the epilogue, I was like, is this guy still alive? I don't know. I'm not sure. But then it ended on a very beautiful note. And if you are someone that likes suspense, then Heartbeat is definitely for you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. See you next time.